We are in part four of a six-part series called 守神記。
今个礼拜我哋嚟到守神記嘅第四堂。
We have been asking a question: Is there a God？
过去几个礼拜我哋不断问紧一条嘅问题，就系究竟呢个世界系咪真系有神嘅
？And if there is a God, what is he like？
如果呢个世界真系有神，咁究竟佢系点嘅样嘅呢
？Is he good？ Is he evil？ Is he far？ Is he near？
佢系美善嘅定系邪恶噶？佢系好近我哋啊，定系同我哋距离好远噶
？How can we find him? And if we do find him, will we be able to communicate with him?
我哋能唔能够可以揾到佢咧？如果我哋揾到佢嘅话，我哋能唔能够同佢去沟通咧
？Let me recap for you some highlights of our journey so far.
让我哋嚟到重温过去呢几个礼拜我哋所听过嘅信息。
We began by looking into nature from the grander scale.The scale of stars and galaxies.
喺第一个礼拜嘅里面，我哋由大自然开始睇起，我哋就由一个浩瀚嘅宇宙同埋星体嗰度嚟到开始睇起。
To the microscopic level, such as the conception of life in the mother's womb and the metabolism of a cell.
睇到咧，去到一个细到一个地步，去到显微镜嘅底下，我哋睇下胚胎点样嚟到系成形，并且细胞嗰啲嘅新陈代谢。
The more we look at science, the more we appreciate the beauty and the design that is embedded in nature.
当我哋越去睇去科学呢一样嘢嘅时候，我哋就越能够去嚟到去为到呢个宇宙嘅美丽同埋背后精心嘅设计嚟到去感觉到赞叹。
One observer wrote in a poem, Psalms 19:1-4.
曾经有一个嘅旁观者，佢去写过一篇嘅咁样嘅诗篇。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork.
诸天述说神嘅荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Day to day pours out speech, night to night reveals knowledge.
天天发出言语，夜夜传出知识。
There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard.
没有语言，没有言辞，人也听不到他们的声音。
But their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world.
他们的声音传遍全地，他们的言语传到地极。
The beauty of nature and its order speak loudly on behalf of a creator God.
呢一个嘅宇宙里面嘅美丽同埋嗰个嘅精心独运，系不断嘅嚟到系话俾我哋听，呢个世界系有一位创造嘅神。
And last week in part two of the series, we argued that when people seek God, they can find God.
在上个礼拜到了我们第二堂里面的时候，我们讲过就是当人愿意去寻找上帝的时候，他们就会寻找得到。
That is because God has, over a long period of time, revealed himself to us through the words of his prophets.
因为过去的里面神用了很长的时间透过他以前先知的说话来展现他的存在。
And in the end, God sent his own son to the world to show us what God is like.
而去到最后他甚至乎将他自己的儿子差到这个世界上来将他完全的表达出来。
This of course is the story of Jesus.
这个就是主耶稣基督的故事。
One Jesus follower testifies.
有一个主耶稣基督隔篱嘅见证人咁样讲
：，This son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature。
他就是耶稣自己，是神荣耀嘅光辉，是神本质嘅真像。
God sent his son to the world to show us his true nature。
神将佢嘅儿子差到世上来，就系去展明佢究竟系一个点样嘅神。
And then on Good Friday, part three of the series, we probed deeper。
去到呢一个嘅受苦节崇拜嘅里面，我哋将呢个题目我哋再走入一啲。
If Jesus perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with his nature, what exactly has Jesus revealed to us about God?
如果主耶稣基督就系上帝嗰个嘅反映嘅话，究竟耶稣反映紧上帝啲乜嘢呢？
And this Good Friday story amazed us because it tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
而这个受苦节里面的故事告诉我们听一件事就是神爱世人甚至把他的独生儿子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died,For the ungodly, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
多 当我们还软弱的时候，基督就照所定的日期为不敬虔的人死了。基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
The crucifixion story tells us that God is righteous, God is love.
这个十字架的故事就告诉我们，我们这位神是一位公义的神，同样是满有慈爱的上帝。
He is good and he cares deeply about humanity.
他全然美善，并且他对于全人类，他带着极深的关怀。
The story sounds almost too good to be true, right?
有时我们觉得这个故事真的太好，好到真的不能顶啊。
So why wouldn't anyone want to believe and worship this true God?
但是问题就是，为什么今天仍然有很多人不愿意接受，并且不愿意相信敬拜这位这么好的上帝呢？
There is one problem.
有一个问题。
Jesus died. He was brutally murdered. He was crucified on a Roman cross.
主耶稣死了，主耶稣被凶残地来到杀害，而他当日他就是被钉在这个罗马的十字架上面。
So what do we make of that?
我们怎么理解这件事呢？
If Jesus really was the Son of God, how could he have died on the cross?
如果主耶稣基督真是神的儿子的话，他怎可能会死在十字架上啊？
Was he after all just another wise teacher like Confucius?
其实他是不是只不过是另一个好像孔子一样有智慧的老师来的？
Was he just another courageous leader like Martin Luther King?
又或者他是另一个好像这个马丁路德金一样那么有勇气的领袖来的？
Was he just a powerful prophet like Elijah?
还是他只不过是好像这个的以利亚一样一个另一个那么有能力的先知来的？
No matter how wise, how courageous, and how powerful, these are just men.
无论他有多少智慧、多少勇气，甚至乎多少力量都好，其实他只不过都是一个人来的。
All men die eventually.
而每一个人到最后他都是会死的。
Jesus gave us a glimpse of the divine nature, but it was only a glimpse.
即使主耶稣他告诉我们，让我们见到一刹那究竟上帝是怎样，但是问题到最后都是一刹那而已。
So herein lies the crux of the Christian faith.
这里就来到基督教信仰的症结了。
Herein lies the significance of the Easter story.
而这个的症结就正正就在这个复活节的故事的里面带出来。
If Jesus had remained dead after the crucifixion, then it didn't really matter what he had said or what miracles he had performed during his lifetime.
如果主耶稣基督在钉十字架之后，他依然都是在一个死的状态的话，其实他过去的里面再生，他讲过什么，他做过什么，又有什么的重要呢？
After all, he was just a man.
他只不过是一个人来的。
But if Jesus had died,and he had risen from the dead, it proves that he really is the Son of God.
但如果主耶稣基督死了，并且从死里面埋葬，并且复活了的话，那这个就是一个好好的明证，告诉我们耶稣真是神的儿子了。
And it will be as the Apostle Paul said,
就好像使徒保罗所讲的一样。
Jesus' unique identity as the Son of God was shown when Jesus was raised from the dead, setting him apart as the Messiah,Our master.
论到主耶稣基督因为从死人中复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
The resurrection proves that Jesus is not a mere man, he is the Son of God.
复活的故事告诉我们，主耶稣基督不只是单单一个人来的，而其实他是那个上帝的儿子。
It has been said, and I agree, Christianity arises and fallsOn the truthfulness and the reality of the resurrection.
曾经有人这样讲过，而我很同意。他说基督教的兴衰全是于复活的真确性和现实之上。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, Christianity collapses like a house of cards.
倘若如果主耶稣基督没有复活的话，基督教信仰就会好像骨牌的一样倒下来。
So the question is, do we know whether Jesus has really risen from the dead?
所以最重要的问题就是，究竟今天我们是不是真的确认主耶稣基督从死里面复活过来呢？
So this morning I want to submit to you three truths about the resurrection.
今天的早上我很想跟大家来提出有三个主耶稣基督复活很重要的证据。
These truths are so strong that they have been accepted by historians of all backgrounds.
呢啲嘅證據好有力到一個地步，其實過往裏面好多不同嘅歷史學家同埋學者咧都已經接受咗。
And the three truths are number one, the tomb in which Jesus was buried was discovered empty by a group of women3 days after the crucifixion.
而呢三個嘅證據，第一個就係耶穌所埋葬嘅墓穴喺三天之後係被一群嘅婦女發現係空嘅。
Number two, Jesus' disciples were convinced that they have physically encountered the risen Christ.
第二个证据就是耶稣的门徒确信自己所睇见的是肉身复活之后的耶稣，他在他们的面前显现。
And as a result, their lives were transformed and they were willing to die as witnesses of Jesus.
而第三个的证据就是这一班的门徒的生命就是因为这样而彻底被改变，他们甚至乎为主耶稣基督作见证到一个地步，愿意为他而殉道。
Virtually all scholars who deal with the resurrection, whatever the school of thoughts, agree with these three facts.
过去的里面就是无论个学者来自哪一个派系都好，对于这三个的证据其实普遍都已经接受了。
Added together, they become the strongest evidences for the resurrection of Jesus.
而这三个的证据当走在一起的时候，就变成一个最有力的凭据，来到告诉我们主耶稣基督真的复活了。
So let's go over them one by one. The first one, the empty tomb.
我们每一点来到看看，第一点，我们来到看看那个空的坟墓。
There are three strong supports for the empty tomb.
有三个很重要的证据来支持这个空坟 的情况。
Firstly, the disciples proclaimed Jesus' resurrection in the same city where Jesus was crucified and buried.
第一点就是门徒在普遍他们声称就是耶稣基督复活的地方，正正就是耶稣基督钉十字架的地方。
If the tomb were not empty, no one would have believed them.
如果那个坟墓如果不是真的空的话，其实你可以想象没人会相信他们所说的。
Number two,Even the Jewish authority that opposes Jesus admitted that the tomb was empty.
第二点就是即从埋嗰啲嘅犹太人嘅领袖，就算系佢哋系过去里面反对耶稣，佢哋都承认当时系有一个空嘅坟墓。
And they try to explain it away by saying that the disciples had stolen the body.
而佢哋试图嚟到掩饰呢个嘅事实，甚至乎嚟冤诋话啲门徒将耶稣基督嘅尸体。
And thirdly, the tomb was discovered empty by women.
而第三样嘢就系、是、啊，你又谂唔到，就系呢一个嘅空坟嘅发现嗰班人咧，系一班女人嚟嘅。
Now think about this: Why would anyone make up a resurrection story using women as the main witnesses?
你谂谂啊，如果佢哋真系要作一个复活嘅故事，点解佢哋会作到系女人发现嘅空坟呢
？The testimony of women in first century Jewish culture was considered worthless.
你知唔知喺第一世纪女人所讲嘅嘢系冇人信噶？
It would have been more believable if the empty tomb was discovered by Jesus' disciples who were all men.
如果我真的要作一个可信的故事的话，我就会说发现空坟的那一班都是男人。
So on the one hand, we have the empty tomb, and on the other hand, we have multiple records, multiple reports of Jesus' appearances.
所以一方面的时候，我们见到真的有一个空的坟墓，但是与此同时，在另一方面，我们却收到有很多不同的报告回来说耶稣基督显现。
So let's look at Jesus' appearances.
所以我们要看看耶稣基督的显现。
We know that we have reports in all four Gospels of Jesus' appearances.
我们知道在四福音里面都有讲及到耶稣基督显现的故事。
But we also have a creed preserved by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Corinth Church.
后来的时候的基督徒甚至乎有一个将它变成一个背朗的一个信条，在这个的保罗记载在保罗使徒保罗他写给哥林多教会的信件的里面。
This is what the creed says.
那个信条这样讲，
For I, meaning Paul, delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
他这样说，他说我即是使徒保罗，从前领受了又传给你们那最要紧的，就是基督照着圣经所记的，为我们的罪死了，又埋葬了，又照着圣经所记的，第三天复活了。
And that Christ appeared to Cephas, then to the 12th, Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time. Then he appeared to James. Then he appeared to all the apostles.
并且曾经向基法显现，然后向十二使徒显现，以后又有一次向500多个弟兄显现，以及以后也向雅各显现，再后又向众使徒显现。
It is generally agreed by critical scholars that Paul received this creed from Peter and James within 3 to 5 years after the crucifixion.
普遍比较批判性的一些学者其实都已经接纳了，就是保罗来到去领受这个的信条是在这个主耶稣基督钉十字架之后3至5年之间在彼得和雅各的身上所领受。
So within 3 to 5 years, it is a very early record of Jesus' appearances.
所以在主耶稣基督钉十字架3至5年这个呢是一个很最早的时期我们收到耶稣基督显现的报告。
Many of these eyewitnesses were still alive when Paul sent the letter to Corinth.
換言之就是當時當保羅去寫這個哥林多的書信的時候，很多親身經歷的那些證人都仍然在生。
What does it mean? It means that people could still verify the story with the eyewitnesses themselves.
那什麼意思呢？意思就是說，如果你要知道這些故事是不是真的真確的話，其實有一個的目擊證人你可以去找他來問清楚的。
So it is a reliable and powerful testimony supporting the appearances of Jesus.
所以耶穌基督的顯現，我們在這一點裡面，我們見到有真的有一些很有力並且很可靠的證據來都是證明。
Now you may say, Pastor, the source is from the New Testament.
你可以說的牧師，但你所說的這些東西都是來自新約聖經的。
Do you have any evidence outside of the Bible, perhaps even from a non-Christian source that attest to Jesus' appearances?
你有沒有一些證據是來自聖經以外的，又或者根本不是基督徒的證據，你要證明耶穌基督的顯現啊？
Yes, there are. There are non-Christian extra-biblical sources.
有，當然有啦。我哋有一啲係唔係基督徒嘅，同樣地喺聖經以外嘅證據去證明呢一樣嘢。
For example, we have a report from Josephus, a Jewish historian in the first century.
首先，我哋有呢一個第一世紀猶太嘅歷史學家約瑟芬佢嘅證據。
This is what he says. At this time, there was a wise man who was called Jesus. Many people from among the Jews and other nations became his disciples. Pilate condemned him to be crucified and to die. His disciples reported that he had appeared to them 3 days after his crucifixion and that he was alive.
約瑟芬這樣寫，他說，那時有一位的智者名叫耶穌，有很多猶太人和其他國籍的人都成為了他的門徒。比拉多判了他钉十字架和受死，他的门徒在他钉十字架后的3天传出他向他们显现和他活着的消息。
So we have both biblical and extra-biblical sources that are historically reliable attesting to the resurrection of Jesus.
所以我们有很多历史的证据，无论它是在圣经里面找到或者圣经外面找到，都是很有力的告诉我们主耶稣基督复活这件事实。
Now the critics may say, just because the disciples think that they saw Jesus doesn't automatically mean that they really did.
当然批判这一方面的学者依然会再问下去，他们就问，就算那些门徒说他们自己真的见到耶稣，但是都不是自动真的证明到他们门徒真的见到耶稣的。
There are 3 possible explanations.
起码有3个的解释。
The disciples were lying.
第一，那些门徒讲大话。
They hallucinated.
第二，那些门徒幻觉，知觉失调。
Or they really saw the risen Christ.
或者他们真的见到耶稣复活呢？
So, number one, were they lying?
所以第一，他们是不是真的讲大话呢？
Some people argue that the disciples knew that Jesus had not risen. They made up the whole resurrection story.
有些人说，他说那帮门徒明知耶稣没有复活的，所以他们就自己老作一个故事咯。
But why did 10 of the disciples willingly die as martyrs for a lie that they had made up? It doesn't make sense.
但是问题就是，为什么十二个门徒里面的十个，他竟然可以为到一个他们自己作出来的故事，而甘愿为这个故事来到死呢？这个是完全不合理的。
Number two, did they hallucinate?
第二，佢哋系咪真系有幻觉咧？
The hallucination theory cannot explain the physical nature of the appearances.
但系问题，幻觉唔能够解释就系一啲佢哋亲身嚟到接触耶稣喺耶稣显现嘅过程嘅里面亲身接触呢啲嘅事实嘅噃。
The disciples recalled that they were eating and drinking with Jesus.
嗰班门徒佢记得一样嘢就系佢哋曾经喺呢段嘅时候同主耶稣基督一齐去食过嘢、饮过嘢。
This is what Luke wrote as.The disciples were talking about these things, so they didn't expect to see Jesus, right? Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, Peace to you. But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit.
Luke 就是这样来记载了，那些门徒当时其实他们不想着会见到耶稣，不过就是正说这话的时候，他们这样记载，耶稣就亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。他们非常惊怕，以为看见了灵。
That's a very normal reaction, right? They thought that this was a ghost or a spirit.
这个是一个很正常的一个反应，因为他们以为他们见鬼。
But Jesus said to them, Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have.
但是主耶稣来到他们当中，他就跟他这样讲，他说你们为什么惊慌，为什么心里疑惑呢？你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道我是谁。来摸我看看，灵没有骨，没有肉，你们看我是有的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。
And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet, and while they wereThey still disbelieved for joy and were marveling. He said to them, Have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them.
他们喜欢到不敢相信，并且很惊奇。耶稣说，你们这里有什么吃的没有啊？他们就给了他一片烧鱼，他接过来，在他们面前吃了。
So these are not hallucinations, but real physical encounters.
所以很明显的时候就是这个不是一个幻觉，而是一个很真实的亲身的体验来的。
The other thing is that hallucinations are highly individual. They are not group projections.
另一样东西有关于幻觉就是幻觉通常是很个人的，不会整群人有同一个的幻觉的。
Even if,People hallucinate at the same time, they won't be seeing the same thing.
就算一班人同时间一起产生幻觉，但是他们所看的东西都不会有理由是一模一样的。
So if the disciples were not lying or hallucinating, we are left with one possible explanation.
所以如果我们能够解释到门徒在那刻里面不是讲大话，也不是产生幻觉的话，那即是说只有一个最后的理由。
They saw the resurrected Christ.In the flesh.
他们真的见到那个从肉身里面复活的救主耶稣基督。
They talked with him, touched him, and even ate and drank with him.
他们当面的跟他谈过话，他们甚至乎掂过他，并且跟他一起的来到吃过东西，喝过东西。
So in summary, the tomb in which Jesus was buried was discovered empty 3 days after the crucifixion.
所以第一，我们去总结一下，第一就是耶稣所埋葬的墓穴在三日之后被一群的妇女来到去发现是空的。
And Jesus' disciples were convinced that they have physically encountered the risen Christ.
第二，耶稣基督的门徒确实的相信自己是见到一个肉身复活的耶稣在他们的面前显现。
And as a result, their lives were transformed and they were willing to die as witnesses of Jesus.
而第三点就是他们的生命就是因为这样的缘故彻底被改变，甚至乎愿意见证耶稣到一个地步殉道为止。
We have talked about the empty tomb. We have talked about the appearances. The third point is a no-brainer.
第一点我们讲到关于空的坟墓，第二点我们讲到关于耶稣基督的显现。好了，来到第三点就更容易理解了。
When Jesus was arrested, the disciples all ran away. They were scared.
当主耶稣基督被捕的时候，所有的门徒都逃跑，因为他们个个人都很惊惶。
None was with Jesus at his trials.
当主耶稣受审的时候，没有一个在场。
None showed up at the crucifixion.
当主耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，没有一个人在场。
The natural thing for them to do was to quietly go back to Galilee and hope that no one would discover and identify them as Jesus' followers.
其實對於門徒來說，最自然也最方便的方法就是靜靜地來到離開，回到到加利利，希望呢，這個世界再沒有人能夠認得他們從前是主耶穌基督的跟隨者。
But that wasn't the case.
但問題不是這樣的嘛。
Shortly after the crucifixion, the disciples began to preach in Jerusalem.
当主耶稣基督钉咗十字架之后冇几耐，呢班门徒翻翻到到耶路撒冷喺嗰度传耶稣基督嘅名。
Jerusalem was the very city in which Jesus was killed.
耶路撒冷系一个咩地方？耶路撒冷就系主耶稣基督喺嗰度受死嘅地方。
And they spoke boldly in front of the religious authority that crucified Jesus.
而佢哋就系拣选一个咁样嘅地方嚟到喺众人嘅面前大胆嘅嚟到传扬耶稣呢一位被佢哋钉十字架嘅耶稣。
And this is Peter, the disciple who has denied Jesus three times because he was afraid.
你听下彼得点样讲？嗱，彼得就系喺呢件事嘅之前，佢曾经三次不认耶稣。你睇下佢点样讲
？Peter said, "Rulers of the people and elders." If we are being examined today concerning a good deed, a healing miracle done to a crippled man, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel.
彼得佢咁样讲，佢民众嘅领袖同埋长老啊，我们今天受审，如果是为了那残疾人身上所行的善事，就是这个人怎样会好的，那么你们各位和以色列全民都应当知道。
That by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well.
站在你们面前的这个人好了，是因为拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。这一位的耶稣就是你们把他钉死在十字架上，神却使他从死人中复活。
This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
这耶稣是你们建筑工人所弃的石头，成了房角的主要石头。除了他以外，别无拯救。因为天上人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
So number one, after the crucifixion, the disciples were performing miracles in Jesus' name.
所以第一样嘢就系，当钉十字架呢个故事之后，呢一班嘅门徒就奉耶稣嘅基督嘅名，就喺耶路撒冷里面施行好多嘅神迹。
But when they were challenged by the authorities for doing these miracles, they accused the chief priests and the elders of murdering Jesus.
而当佢哋被一啲嘅宗教领袖嚟到去挑战嘅时候，佢哋反而就系嚟到去指控嗰啲嘅祭司啊，并且嗰啲嘅长老系佢哋将耶稣基督杀死嘅。
And number three, we have to remember that they were standing in the temple in Jerusalem.
而第三样嘢就系我哋记得佢哋传呢个信息嘅时候，系正正企喺耶路撒冷嘅圣殿里面。
At that time, the temple was supposed to be the only institution in the world where people could come and obtain salvation.
而当时嚟讲嘅时候，圣殿就系嗰个应该全世界人嚟到呢度当中嚟到领受救恩、领受拯救嘅地方。
And guess what?Their testimony was, there is salvation in no one else. You've got to believe in Jesus.
而你睇下佢哋嘅见证，佢讲乜嘢？佢哋嘅见证所讲嘅就系话，呢一个嘅拯救，你喺边度你都揾唔到，别无其他嘅拯救，你只有嚟到相信主耶稣基督。
That's blasphemy. They could be executed right there on the spot.
哇！对于当时嚟讲，呢啲嘅说话其实系一啲亵渎嘅说话，理应就地正法嘅。
Number four.Yet they stood by their belief and was eventually martyred for the testimony of Jesus.
而第四样嘢就系呢一班人，佢哋为着佢哋自己所作嘅见证，佢哋企硬到到一个地步，佢宁愿为着耶稣基督嘅缘故嚟到去殉道。
But even after they are executed, the testimony did not stop. The church stands today celebrating Easter.2,000 years later.
而即使呢一班嘅门徒到最后佢哋真系殉道啦，嚟到系死去啦，但系呢一个为耶稣基督作见证嘅呢件事，直到今日嘅2000年嘅里面，依然继续进行。
So what do you think?
所以弟兄姊妹，你点谂呢
？For me, the evidences are solid.
对于我来讲，这个绝对是已经证据确凿。
Given these three facts, the most probable conclusion is that Jesus must have risen from the dead.
基于以上嗰三大点里面，其实我哋已经可以好肯定，主耶稣基督的而且确从死里面复活过来。
To this day, critics of Christianity have not been able to offer a reasonable explanation for one, the empty tomb, two, the appearances of Jesus, and three, the formation of the Christian church.
直到今日为止，批判基督教信仰的人依然没办法能够给到一个合理去解释，来到去反对刚才里面我们所讲的三点。
No other competing theory can explain all three facts.
直到今日为止，同样地，冇一个嘅理论能够可以完全嘅否定头先我哋所提出嗰三个嘅事实。
In fact, none of the competing theories can give a satisfying explanation for just one of the facts.
甚至乎亦都冇一个嘅理论能够可以完全嘅嚟到满足解释到三个里面其中一个嘅一个嘅事实。
To remain a skeptic of the resurrection, one cannot say there is a lack of evidence.
就算今天我们要怀疑这个的复活这件事，但我们都不可以说是没有完全证据的。
There are plenty of evidences. It is just a personal choice.
对于耶稣基督复活的这件事实，其实过去里面实在有太多的证据，所以讲到尾，这个不是一个证据的问题，而是我们个人选择的问题。
So let me close by asking the final question.
到最尾，让我嚟到问到最后一条嘅问题。
What does the resurrection of Jesus mean for us?
究竟耶稣基督嘅复活对我哋嚟讲有啲乜嘢嘅意思，有啲乜嘢嘅意义呢？
Well, it means that Jesus is whom he has claimed to be. He is the Son of God.
对于我哋嚟讲嘅意思就系主耶稣基督佢所讲嘅，佢真系神嘅儿子。
This Son.Perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature.
他就是神的儿子，是神荣耀的光辉，是神本质的真相。
And from now on, we can know God through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
由今日开始，我们能够可以透过主耶稣基督的生死，并且他的复活，来到去了解明白这一位的上帝。
The invitation is still open to us today.
他的邀请仍然今日对大家来讲是实在的。
To all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God.
凡接受他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄成为神的儿女。
Some of you have come to church many times.
在我们在座的当中里面，相信有很多人去过教会很多次。
You have heard the resurrection story many times.
你可能都听过复活节的故事有很多次。
Perhaps even since Children's Sunday School.
又或者很可能你很小个，由儿童主日开始已经听这个故事。
But it has never come across your mind that the story is in fact true.
但是可能过去里面你从来没有想过原来这个故事是真的。
Perhaps you have never considered Jesus as a historical person.
可能过去里面你根本也都没有考虑过耶稣原来是一个历史上面的人物。
Who was crucified by the Jews through the verdict of a Roman governor called Pontius Pilate.
因着罗马的军官这个的比拉多的判决，在这个犹太人的手上被钉在十字架。
He wasBuried in a tomb at a known location outside of a historical city called Jerusalem.
他是被埋葬在一个我们知道地点在哪里的一个的坟墓的里面，而这个坟墓正正在耶路撒冷的外围。
And he has risen, and he has appeared to many people, not in a vision, not as a ghost, not as a spirit, but in flesh and blood.
而他复活了，并且在众人的面前显现，不是一个的幻象，他不是一个的灵魂，他不是一个的鬼魂，而是有血有肉的在人的面前显现过。
And he is alive today. ruling with authority in heaven.
而今日佢已经复活过嚟啦，佢系活生生咁样喺天上面嚟咧掌管住呢个世界。
Today you have heard the facts.
今天嘅早上你已经听见嗰个嘅事实啦。
So will you consider taking this story no longer as a childhood fable?
你会唔会再去考虑将呢个故事唔再成为你儿时嘅一啲嘅神话呢
？But submit to the lordship.Of Jesus Christ.
而是你自己愿意就是降服在主耶稣基督的手上。
And be a faithful and joyful witness to him in the world.
并且成为一个忠心带着喜乐去见证他在这个世界上的门徒。
Will you please stand?
你姊妹同我一同的起立。
Let's pray together.
我们一同的来到祷告。
We are in the presence of the living Lord this morning. A living Lord. He is our cup. He is our portion. We have a beautiful inheritance in Jesus. The Lord is always before me. Therefore, He is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken.My heart is glad, my whole being rejoices. In his presence, there is fullness of joy, fullness of joy, fullness of joy. May this hall be filled with gladness in the name of Jesus this morning.
God sent his son, they call him Jesus.He came to love, healed and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby.And feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face in certain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.Because he lives, all fears is gone. Because I know he holds the futures. A life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.Because he lives, all fears is gone. Because I know he holds the futures, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Across the river, I'll find life fine. No word with me. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory. And I know he lives because he lives. I can't faceTomorrow, because he lives, all fears is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living.
Let's raise our hands and proclaim because he lives.
are so sure Christ is risen. He is living today. He is living indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I ask you to give us boldness. Help us to proclaim the good news of the resurrection and to pray bold prayers like Peter. Let it be known to all people that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, people can share the hope of eternal life.
Amen.
To all who receive him, to all who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God.我信圣灵，我信圣义公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿门。